Thank you for tuning into Saga Podcast. I'm Garrison, and I'm here with Sarah. And today we're going to be doing a What Happens Next with Rilakkuma and Kaoru, which is a stop-motion Netflix animated series. So the basic plot of this show, it revolves around a 30-something-year-old Kaoru in your... she's your average single Japanese woman. She works a mundane job with weird coworkers, relationship troubles. She lives in an old apartment building. But what brings her joy to her mundane life is coming home to the adorable Rilakkuma and Korilakuma and Kirotori, which are like two stuffed bears or something, and like a small bird. This series is sort of about their adventures they go through, spanning 12 months. Spoiler alert, this audio may contain spoilers, so please proceed with caution or an open mind. I don't care.
First impressions?
Well, okay, so let me just say that we are doing what happens next with this episode. So we're going to lay out some predictions here, but I love this series. My first impressions are like, I don't know. I gush at it, kind of. It's like super cute, super adorable. It's very nostalgic for me, like, to watch this show. It reminds me of when I was a kid, and I would be able to stay at home and like watch cartoons, and that was it. You know, it's like a rainy day kind of show.
Yeah, it's just like a simple, like, slice of life, laid back kind of thing. It's really nice. It's a family show, but it has like themes that I guess someone in their 30s or in their 20s or something can appreciate.
Yeah, you know, like there's beer being served, like. She obviously is struggling with her career choice, you know, like I'm sure a lot of people do in their late 20s, early 30s. You know, growing into adulthood, she doesn't have any friends. You know, it's hard to meet up with the friends who you have because most of them aren't single, you know, or they got kids. So it's very cool to see that. But these bears, and it's really like, I don't know if you can say whether or not it's about Kaoru or Rilakkuma. But I guess it's really about both of them because they're kind of like her children in a way.
I mean, I would say the main character is Kaoru, but for the comedy's sake, it's about like her three pets, I guess, friends. And the major theme of this show, I think, is that change is constant, because we start out, you know, her like friend circle is sort of drifting apart. Later on, one of her coworkers leaves. She leaves. She gets a new apartment, or like her old apartment is being torn down.
Yeah, so like there's lots of like change happening in her life at this time, but the one like constant is coming home to her pets.
Right. And it really started out with the bird, who's Hirotori. And then she's like, and you'll notice these throughout the episodes, like the time kind of changes. Like you're not really sure what's present sometimes, but she starts out with the little bird, and then she's like, but I really want a cat. And then all of a sudden this like giant bear shows up in her living room and starts eating her food. And that's kind of a cute little like story, like, cause you want to know how this bear ended up in her life. And it turns out he just kind of shows up.
Yeah. And like people don't really question the bear, and it's like what's inside of it, because it has like a zipper on the back and it like takes it off one time. I'm very confused about like what is Rilakkuma, you know?
Like, is it a stuffed animal and like this is all in her head kind of thing, or whether or not it's a real bear that actually wears onesies, I guess.
I may be wrong, but I think like wasn't there a part where like Rilakkuma took it off, but there was, I don't know, maybe not, but yeah, like maybe the dark side of this show is that she's experiencing like extreme loneliness, and this is just all in her head, and like she's having a psychotic breakdown.
Because the only person that really sees Rilakkuma outside of like herself, and Kiritori and the other bear's name, Korilakkuma, is the little boy. And I don't think anybody else has really seen the bears, maybe. Maybe the landlord, but she's not really allowed to have pets, so it startles me to think that the landlord would be okay with bears, you know, but not cats or something.
So I do think that they're real, because there was an episode where they were like filming a video, and they like won a trip to Hawaii. So I think that was real, because how could her three pets go, as well as the boy, go to a different like country without her, right?
So. Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, there, it like has this weird balance between like what is real and what isn't real, and it ultimately is very confusing. But like, I accept it. I accept it for whatever it is. You know, because it's just a sweet show. It's a very cute show.
Totally. You want to get into the what happens next part?
Yes. So tell me what you think, because I want to know.
So my like thought process about like choosing how to go about this. So I wanted to think of something that like might actually happen, not just like what I want to happen, like what I think would actually happen if there were
second season.
Okay.
And as well as my thought process was, since these models are expensive and they have like dozens, like they may have like 5, 10 or so versions of like the different characters and their facial expressions, they're pretty expensive, so they're going to want to keep using them.
Right.
So that's sort of my thought process. So the first season was basically one episode per month. So I kind of did that for this one as well. And yeah, so starting in May, which is I think season one ended in April, so this is just like the next month. So starting in May, she relocates to a new apartment building, and this just so happens to be the same apartment where Tokyo lives, the boy. So they kind of just have a day and like have fun. And then June comes along, and one of her old friends that got married in the first season has a child, and this makes Kaoru feel like her time is running short, and you know she needs to settle down with someone. Which leads
she kind of hold on, can I add on to that? Yeah. She kind of like is very frantic about it too. Like it kind of disturbs me a little bit how obsessed she was with finding a significant other.
Specifically speaking about like when she kept online shopping and buying stuff, that one, or
yes,
yeah, like that one was weird because it's not like she advanced the interaction, you know, like she just sort of like bought stuff and like said 2 words to him and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty strange. So in the next month, back in June, you know, I said, you know, she felt like her time was running out. She's like in her 30s, maybe mid-30s, and she hasn't found someone when all her friends have. So she buys something online. No, she doesn't buy something. So she happens to like see the old delivery guy from the past season walking around the apartment complex, which gives her the idea to like buy something so he could stop by. And now she finally just, you know, works up the courage to ask him out, and he says sure, and they have a very uneventful and boring date. So my thought process for that one was, in the past season she kind of built up this idea of the guy in her head as like some sort of like Prince Charming guy, but when like she actually spoke to him for more than 2 seconds, like they don't have chemistry, and it just kind of ends there.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad for her because she doesn't really like get the hint until she like gives up later. She's like, you know, like I'd really like to find somebody, but she doesn't really focus as much on the delivery boy anymore.
Okay. I don't know what you're trying to imply.
Well, she's just obsessed. Like, I think that that's just like a fangirl thing. You know, like every girl has crushes that we're not like, we're like too afraid to talk to. But we will silently like adore you until you find a girlfriend or something like that.
Okay. So now in August. What?
Moving on.
Yeah. So in August, Kaoru and Rilakkuma and friends, they have a beach day. And they play Sui Kawari, which is like the split, the melon game, which is like you take it like a stick and beat a melon, I guess. I think you're blindfolded, but yeah, so they just do that, and it's just sort of a light episode. So like September through December are kind of unmarked. Like I didn't really specify the order. Could really go anyway, I think. But she meets her old coworker that left. Like she's doing something. Maybe the relationship worked out. Maybe it didn't. So they meet out of work, which probably doesn't really change their relationship much, because like the coworker seemed really kind of like self-interested and kind of almost pities Kaoru. Mm-hmm. I think. And see what else could happen. So in the first season, really weird things happened. Like there was a ghost in an episode of like a girl who died. There were aliens in one.
Mm-hmm.
So which really leaves the door open for like really kind of weird things to happen. I think maybe those characters show back up or something.
I'm sure the ghost girl will probably show back up. I'm not sure about the alien, though. I feel like that was, like, a one-time thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe there's, like, a Christmas-themed episode Kaoru going shopping for her pets and buys them something really nice, but they don't appreciate it or something. Or maybe they do. I don't know. And January comes along. It's the new year. Kaoru, she like wants a big, like her new year's resolution is like something really big to happen. Like she wants to make some big moves, some big changes.
Mm-hmm.
So she chooses to go like snowboarding or skiing or something. I think she's more of a skiing person, so I'm gonna say skiing. And this is where she meets like someone. She meets like a person like when they're going up the ski lift. You know, the ski
this
lift
is thing. Very in depth. I like how in depth this like this yeah. prediction is. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, so she's going up the ski lift, and, you know, usually, you know, a couple people can, like, sit on them. So someone, like, sits down with her, and it's another girl. Like, she's, like, going, like, skiing too. And they really hit it off, and they become friends. And in the meantime, Rilakkuma and friends are like having a snowball fight or something, or like messing around snowboarding or something, which leads us to February. Kaoru's new friend sets her up on a blind date, and she has a good time. It goes really well, which leads us to March. Kaoru is spending like most of her time with her now boyfriend, which leaves Rilakkuma and friends lonely, and they like meet up with Tokyo and they have like some like hijinks, some fun.
I like that. That sounds so wholesome. Mine is not as wholesome, but this is what I want to happen. So it's very like contrasting. Mainly like it would be really cool to see Kairu and Rilakkuma like leave the kind of suburbs kind of ish and like really go into the city and kind of like live like in an apartment. And it's like, I don't know, maybe it's just me because I really enjoy when I see miniatures of the city and like how detailed they are. So it would be really cool to see how the artists take like a city kind of spin on things, and like neon lights, you know, trash everywhere, graffiti, bricks, cement, cars. It'd be really cool to see the stop motion be in the city. So, you know, it'd be cool to see Kairu be like, oh yeah, let's go live in the city, guys. And Rilakkuma and the friends, like, they join, of course, but they all live in this tiny little apartment that she can barely afford. And they, like, have to experience the city on their own. And Kairu's just, like, trying to figure it all out. But she's like, I desperately miss the countryside. Or I desperately miss the suburbs. And is, like, constantly wary about wanting to move again.
I actually think that could work because, as we established, like, one of the themes of the show is that, like, change is constant. So I think that she gets a promotion at work, which forces her to move into the city, which is like a big change in her life. So she can move, and then like there's like a new city life and new people.
Yeah, and it would be cool to see her grow into that, or if she did, you know, like she could probably grow a lot from it. Maybe not into it, but you know, she could probably have the better potential of meeting somebody in the city. You know, she's obviously talking about being lonely all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, she downloads the meetup app and like joins a group.
Yeah. There you go. You know, I did that once. Don't do it. Just don't.
Why not? What happened?
No, it's just I feel like I wouldn't want to do it unless I was going with a small group to a meetup. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, don't go by yourself.
Why? Because it's like, what, are you afraid something will happen to you? Or
yeah, what if you just disappear, you know?
Like, that's why you scout the place out like an hour before it starts, or like 30 minutes before it starts, and then leave. Oh. It's too sketchy.
Gotcha. Okay. Fair. Well, anyway, so yeah, just for her safety, you know, she's got this bear in her back as backup in the city. So she really doesn't have much to worry about. He's pretty much muscles, right? But I'd really like to see more food being made in like stop motion. I just love animated food in general, and especially because it's of another culture, it's always kind of cool to see different culture foods. But yeah, there's like something very nostalgic about this series, and it just, I don't know, it just makes me feel really good, and I would like to see more of it, but like in different environments and in different tones. But I kind of wanted to talk about our favorite episodes, if you have one, or least favorite, because I don't have a favorite, but I do have a least favorite.
Oh, well, before I say something on that, more like confirmation on the bears being real is that one episode they got jobs and to help like pay the rent or something. So I think, you know, they are real, but in the same breath, like no one questions a bear going in for a construction job, and it's kind of weird.
He's muscles, man. I don't know. That's all I got.
My least or favorite, it's been like a month since I've seen it, so I don't remember. Nothing's really standing out.
Well, my least favorite one, like all of them are good, all of them, but my least favorite one is the mushrooms one, because of how just the idea of like you being so gross and so moldy, or like something being so gross and moldy that it grows mushrooms, just freaks me out. I love mushrooms, they're amazing, but never let the interior of your house or your body grow fungus like that. Grosses me out.
It was like an old humid apartment building. Like the bird was like cleaning it up, like spraying it or something, and like they disappeared, but they kept like sprouting.
Yeah, and they popped up on Rulakuma, on his butt, and they ate them.
That's right.
So yeah, just that whole episode was just cringy. And apparently she's like, oh yeah, they're totally not poisonous. I can see them in this book. They're not poisonous. And then she cooks one. A frog comes inside and like eats one and then starts dancing. And she's like, oh, probably not a good idea to eat these mushrooms. It was just really weird for me. It was very uncomfortable watching that. But as far as like where this series is going, I do have some like factoids here. So potential release dates according to what's on Netflix.com are the second quarter of 2020, but then like other websites like Cinemaholic and other ones basically say it's not going to come out until the end of 2020. Somebody even was bold enough to say October 2020. So we might not get it until then, which is fine. You know, it's been roughly 2 years since the release of the first season. But also, there is speculation from fans who believe that Rulakuma is actually a person inside of a costume or like a onesie, and that they kind of hope that they might discuss that further in the second season. I'm not expecting them to discuss that further. I feel like they're just going to leave it kind of ambiguous, but there's people out there that want to know. So, but this series is Netflix's first ever stop motion animation. And they started filming season 2 in December 2018. So hopefully it comes out this year. You know, despite the coronavirus, of course, this is being filmed in Japan, so it may come out sooner or it may come out later. We can only hope for the best. But as far as next season for Saga, season 3, because season 1 was a year long. Now we have season 2, which is like 3 months long. Season 3 is coming in April. We will expand on that. So just keep an eye out, you know? Let us know if there's any shows that you want us to do or any animation projects you want us to cover. We'd love to hear from you.
And may COVID-19 have mercy on us all.
Please save that. Stay safe, guys.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Saga Podcast, where we talk about animation and animation things. This is your favorite co-host, Sarah, and I would like to remind you before you head off that we do have a Twitter, a Facebook, an Instagram, a website, and soon to be a Patreon. So if you could reach out to us, leave us a comment, a review, anything that you like, and we will appreciate all of it. Otherwise, have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye. See you next time. I hope you liked it. Come again.